You've seen that, you know, we're about the next generation here at Quest. I mean, we just celebrated that today in our early service, at this middle service. We're going to do it again at our late service. And one of the things that we say here at Quest a lot and with confidence and boldness is this. I'm going to put it on screen. We've been saying this for a while, that we're going to be a multi-generational church that always leans forward to impact the next generation. That statement says two things. One, we're about all generations, so breathe a sigh of relief. We love you no matter who you are. We want you to be a part of our church community. We are multi-generational. What's funny is I have changed. I'm still in the same generation, but I've moved from feeling young when I started this church 14 years ago to not so young anymore. I'm 46 years old, and so I understand what it feels like to have that movement in a church community and watch it change over years. And so we need to be a church that embraces all generations. Amen? That was weak. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, that matters, that all generations are represented and a part of the church. That's why I raised up the fact that there were multiple generations. Did you see it on this stage? Shauna's grandmother, when she was alive, whenever she would come into the room, she would always grab me. She said, "My cheeks aren't rosy enough," and she'd scrape my whiskers on her face. The first time I was like, "Shauna, what are we doing over here?" Like, grandma's freaking me out. Sorry, Eva. But she would always say this, "I'm responsible for all this." I love that. She would always say, "I'm responsible for all this. If I wasn't here, none of these generations would be here." And that's so true. In the church, we recognize that all generations are important. And y'all, we stand on the shoulders of those generations who have gone before us. It is so important to recognize that. So that's one. But secondly, we boldly proclaim that we're always going to lean forward, whatever that looks like, whatever that means, to reach the next generation so that they might know Jesus and so that they might become world changers for him. Amen? So we're willing to do that, whatever it takes. In light of that, today is what we're calling kind of graduation Sunday, if you will. And we are emphasizing graduates in our church community, those who are graduating from high school today. So for just a moment, and everybody needs to listen to this message, it's for everyone, but I'm especially going to aim it at graduates. It's why I wrote it. It's what I was thinking about and praying about this week. Can we just take a moment and recognize graduates and say good job with our applause? Come on. We're gonna recognize you guys just a little bit more in a few moments and honor you after the message with a gift and just praying over you. So get ready for that. If you're a graduate, we're gonna invite you up for that. But you know, graduation is it's a time of year that where it's just so many things, right? All of a sudden, in like a month or two, your whole life changes. And I don't know what's going to happen for you if you're a graduate. Some of you in a couple months, can you believe it, are going to be going from here to here, and here is college. You're going to be leaving your house, and when you get back, your room will be painted a different color. My daughter's been like, "You're not going to do..." I'm like, "I need an office." I'm fighting with my 11-year-old son, actually, over that room. And Morgan, my daughter's like, "Are you guys serious?" Kind of are serious about that. But I don't know if you're going to college. Some of you might be going straight to work. We want you to work. Amen, parents. We want you to work and get jobs and things like that in this world. Some of you, my daughter's taking a gap year. You might be doing that. I mean, there's just a number of or maybe you're not sure what you're doing yet, but you know that things are changing. And during this time, things can be exciting, right? So maybe it's exciting to you. I think it is when you are getting ready to graduate and when life's changing, right? There's graduation parties and all this going on. You graduates are just feeling it. Like, man, this is kind of exciting. I'm excited, actually, to go to school or to go to work or to take this time or do that. Or, man, I'm just excited. But it almost seems like it's always, always, always held in tension with this. It's exciting and scary, right? And so that's why I said today is not just for graduates, but it's for anybody in the room who's feeling like something's changing in their life. It's exciting and it's scary. I've had multiple times where that has happened in my life, where it was exciting and scary all at the same time. So listen into this message that I've got for graduates today, because I think that in many ways this speaks to a lot of us in the room. Graduates, here's what I want to give you today, some encouragement, and I want to give you some advice, if you will, from Scripture. And I want to tell you, and it's the title of the message today, what we want for you is to be strong and courageous. As you enter into this world, as I think about what I want for my daughter, what I want for the seniors here in our church who are graduating, I would tell you, if there's anything I would want for you, it would be to be strong and courageous. Now, you might be sitting there going, that's interesting. I've heard that somewhere. Where have I heard that? Maybe you've heard it in church. I'm not sure. It's actually in Scripture where God says those words to somebody. And so I want to kind of borrow God's words and share them with you. Because what God does is he says we should be strong and courageous. And so for you graduates, that's what we long for. That's what we want for you. Let me give you a little context about where God said this. And listen up, graduates. It's so important to hear this. This was in the Old Testament where God said this. When I read you the Scripture today, every word was from the lips of God himself. I want you to take that seriously. I want you to think ancient, thousands of years old words from God's lips that are still recorded today that this preacher is going to share with me. These are the words of God to me. And so God is going to share these words with you, but he shared them first with a young man named Joshua. Joshua was very much in kind of a similar place as you are. Life was exciting and scary. Why was it exciting and scary? Well, Joshua was Moses's assistant. You may have heard the name Moses. Moses was in the Old Testament, and he was the one that led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, where they'd been in slavery for like 400 years. They wandered in the desert for 40 years because of their disobedience, but they finally get to the edge of the promised land where God says, I'm going to take you into this land, give you this land. It's been my promise for generations to give you this. I'm going to make you into a great people. And so God promises all this. And this guy named Moses dies right before the big moment, the climactic moment where they go into the promised land. It's all been pointing to this for generations, and Moses dies. What would you feel like if the leader, your second in charge, that's Joshua, the leader dies? You'd be like, whoa, scared, but you might be like excited too, because like now it's your turn to kind of step out and lead. And so that's the context. It's right there before they're entering the promised land. And God's going to speak to Joshua, because I think his knees are knocking a little bit. He's scared, but he's also excited about what the future holds. And so here's what it says, and this is my encouragement for graduates today. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. So he was second in charge of this. And he was young, this guy Joshua, very young. He said, Moses, my servant is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. You're now in charge. And y'all should know there were probably a million or more people that he was going to have to lead into the promised land. I imagine when these words came to Joshua, he was in Moses' tent right after Moses had died. And he was there, and it was the leadership tent, basically. And everybody would come to this when they needed advice or when they needed Moses to lead. But now Moses is gone, and they're like, well, Joshua's in charge. And he's in there, and he's like, I got to step out, and I'm about to face all these people. Oh, my goodness. I'm in charge now. And so God's telling him, you're going to have to step up into this. It goes on. This is God talking. He says, I promise you what I promised Moses, Joshua. Wherever you set foot, you'll be on land I've given you. From the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. He's like, look, I'm going to be with you, Joshua. The way you saw me when you watched me with your boss man, basically Moses, I'm going to be with you in the exact same way. All right? Then come the words that I got the title of the message from today. Listen to what God says to Joshua. Be strong and courageous, Joshua, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong, and then he adds, very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. That would have been the first five books of the Bible, basically, the law, the Torah, the Old Testament that they had at the time. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually, and this was being developed as they went. Meditate on it day and night, so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Look at this. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Three times God says what? Be strong and courageous. One time he adds the word very. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. I would say to you that in just that one screen, right? All this is there on this one screen. In just this one breath where God speaks this, he says the same phrase three times. Would you say God's emphasizing something? He wants to be sure Joshua knows that his wish for him, his desire, is that as he steps from this place to this place, graduates, as you step from here to here, even though you're excited and scared at the same time, that you should be what? Strong and courageous. If there's anything I wish for you, graduates, it would be that you would be strong and courageous. As you step out, as you step up. Because see, what happens so often is when life is scary, when things are difficult, and they will be that way for you, even if they're not at this moment. It does happen. Trust me, I'm not going to lie to you. It happens. Things are going to happen you didn't expect. And in those moments, I want you to be strong and courageous, because people tend to do one of two things when life is exciting and scary all at the same time. They either step up into it or they shrink back and kind of cower and go, I can't do this. And what we want for you is to know you can be strong. You can be courageous. You might be sitting there going, well, that's all well and good. How am I going to do that? Good question. I'm glad you're asking. No matter who you are. Actually, it told us. God told us how to be strong and courageous. Can I just re-emphasize? These are the words of God. Y'all, I feel so often, I'm the same way, trust me. That, do you understand God spoke? These words that we're reading that are going in one ear and out the other so often for us are the words of the creator of the universe, the king of all kings, the one who knows you better than you know yourself, like I talked about last week, and loves you more than he loves anybody else. I said that to the mamas and to all of us last week. He knows you. He knows everything. He loves you more. That God who made all things, who put the hours in the day, the seconds, who is making your heart beat this very second, even though you're not thinking about it, who gives you your next breath, that God spoke these words. Be strong and courageous. I think he knows what he's talking about, friends. He's God. But how do you do it? That's the question. Do you just go, okay, like pep rally today in church? Is that what I'm trying? No, doesn't work. I've tried that. Doesn't work. You can't just muster it up. There's something more. There's something better. And so what I want to do today, graduates, is just real quickly give you the two hows. How are you supposed to be strong and courageous? It actually was in the scripture. Let me bring it back for you. I'll highlight it. Here's the first how. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Don't deviate from them, turning to the right or the left. Then you will be what? Successful. Who wants to be successful in the house today? Anybody can raise their hand. Who wants to be successful in your job? I'm not seeing all hands, all you lazy people. Who wants to be successful in your marriage? No, I'm serious, in your marriage. Who wants to be successful in life? Who wants to be successful in your thought life? We're all like, me. Who wants to be successful? I don't mean in the way the world defines success. I'm talking about in the way God defines it. Who wants to know who they are more than anybody else can tell them in God? Who wants to know that? Then this is how you do it. You study the book of instruction continually. You meditate on it day and night. So you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper in everything that you do. What is God saying here? Well, I think he's saying this. Get into God's word. Get into my word in such a way that it gets into you. If you want to be successful in life, graduates, old people like me, you have to get into God's word. You can't just let it sit there. You can't never read the instructions. It tells you who you are. It gives you your identity. It gets turned into a rule book so often. That's really not what it's about. It's a relationship book. It tells you about God and you and who you're made to be and what he wants for your life. Very often when we think about the rules, it's only because we're not thinking about the relationship. If I loved you, and I do, but if I loved you and you wanted to know something from me and I gave you instructions that were different than the way you were living, would you trust me to know that I know what I'm talking about if I loved you and made you? So you might go, this feels better. I want to go that way, but God loves you and knows you. So out of that relationship, yes, there are some rules and things, but it's not because he just wants to give you rules. It gets turned into that. You'll throw it away if that's what you do it for. It's about a relationship. Get into God's word so that it gets into you. My desire for you is that you do that. So read this book. Read it. Read other books. Yet you're going to have to read a lot of books if you're going to college. But read the book. Don't neglect it. It's so important. Folks like me need to hear that too. I so often am like, what does God want? What is he? And then the book of instruction, what he wants me to be in life, just sits there, and I don't do a thing with it. Y'all, if you want to be successful, if you want to be strong and courageous, the instructions are there. Get into God's word so that it gets into you. The second thing is there as well. There's just two things really that are lifted up. And here it is. Let me show you the scripture. This last part, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Whenever we're thinking about being strong and courageous, how do I do it? Well, the first thing I just mentioned is we read God's word. We get into God's word so that it gets into us and becomes who we are. But then there's this second part right here about God always being with us, and I was thinking of a way to say that I thought you would remember, and here's how I'd say it. Recognize that God's got this because God's got you. See, you're excited and scared all at the same time about your future, and that usually happens when we forget that God's with us. God's got this, whatever this is, because God's got who? Me. He's got you, guys. He's got your future. He knows your future. He's got your past. He's got your present. He's with you wherever you go. So recognize that God's got this because God's got you. See, God was telling Joshua, I got you. Just like I had Moses, I'm with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I've messed up. I'm screwing up. I've got you. I've got this because I've got you. Graduates, I want you to do something. All right, then I'm going to ask everybody to do it, all right? Oh, no. What's he doing? Simple. Put your hand right here for a second. Graduates, do it. I know I'm making you do something. Yeah. They're looking at me, not you anyway. You feel that? What are you talking about? God is in you. All you next gen, if you're 12th grade and under, put your hand right here. Do it. Like, man, he's bossy today. Put your hand right here. You feel that? What is that? It's God in you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. He does. Everybody else, old people, me, everybody else, put your hand right here. We're all doing it now, okay? You feel that? That's the Holy Spirit. Listen, why are you doing this weird thing? Because in a year, you're going to forget that the Holy Spirit's in you, some of you. In 10 years, some of you are going to be going through something really difficult in 15 years. And I want you to think back to the moment that this crazy preacher told you, put your hand right here and recognize that the Spirit of God lives in me. He's got this because He's got you. He's in you. Never forget, young people. I don't care what an older person tells you. I don't care what a church tells you. The Holy Spirit of God lives in you. You can do anything that God calls you to. You can step into any future. Be strong and courageous. God's got you. Amen? God's got you, my friends.